A row of candles lined the kitchen countertop, shedding light that flickered in the cold. I wore a pair of gloves without fingers as I chopped up wilted vegetables from a superfluous refrigerator. I looked down at my hands and thought of Mr. Bulikowski. At each of his office visits, he'd point to the tattooed numbers on his forearm and quote Nietzsche. "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger," he'd say. To keep our minds off the cold, Shelley and I played bananagrams on the dining room table. We turned over slippery tiles with icy fingers and blew breath into our hands as we tried to make words out of letters. When we got tired of thinking, we played war, the game my mother sent my brother and me off to play when she couldn't stand the sound of our fighting anymore, back in the days when I didn't understand the real meaning of war. Shelley and I sat in the cold, flipping cards over, taking turns raking in our winnings, back and forth, over and over. "Does this game ever end?" Shelley asked. "It used to," I said. "War always ended when I was a kid." Games kept us sane during Blizzard Nemo. Sitting at the table or in front of the hearth at night, we weren't rushing to finish what we were doing, thinking of what we needed to do next. We spent the hours together, laughing and making fun of each other, until one or the other of us remembered how cold she was and swore she couldn't go another minute without heat. I had a friend who loved to play games even in the midst of her illness. Kathy was diagnosed with breast cancer before her son's third birthday. For 5 years, she went from one debilitating treatment to another, living with pain and nausea and hair that never had time to grow back. I'd ask her how she kept her spirits up. "What good would it do to give up?" she'd say. "Someday I'll die. But until then, I'm going to live." I visited Kathy in the hospital on one of the last nights of her life. I found her playing cards with her husband and son. "What are you playing?" I asked Nathaniel. "Battlefield," he told me. I asked him how you played. As he delivered a litany of rules, I captured the picture of the three of them sitting on a hospital bed. Kathy was hooked up to an IV, her head covered with peach fuzz, and her skin as pale as the starched sheets that surrounded her. Mark sat holding her hand, with his childish, always hopeful smile. Nathaniel knelt in the middle of his mother's bed, between her legs, with a pile of cards before him, looking as happy as a child who is winning a game is expected to look. This was their battlefield. I knew that Nathaniel would win his battle tonight, just as I knew his mother would lose hers. Life is filled with cold, dark battlefields. Sometimes your chances of winning depend on nothing more than the luck of the draw. Some battles seem to go on forever, and sometimes they last 3 days until the power comes back on, leaving you with a bucket of soup, dribbles of wax all over the counters, and some wisdom you didn't have before all the lights went out.